When you have a PR crisis, you need a crisis manager. Richard Levick is CEO of a crisis management firm that has been called in on such PR nightmares as the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal and most recently, spinach. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're the president of a crisis management PR firm. If Mark Foley had called you a week ago, what advice would you have for him?
I'm not so sure we'd take the call. You know, the first thing you want to do when you sense a crisis is you want to run to it. And what you have here is someone who was aware of this situation for many years, a party who was aware of it for at least a year. You have to deal with the situation early. If you don't address it head on, what it does is it starts to rot all the way to the top.
What do you think of the strategy that was taken by Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert and later Newt Gingrich followed his lead, saying, well, they knew about it, but since it was a gay thing, they didn't want to blow the whistle on him because they'd be accused of gay bashing. And it's really the political correctness police that kept the situation going for so long.
You know, I know this is radio and we're not allowed to have dead silences on air, but that's exactly how those concepts were greeted. They just didn't work. So what we saw already this week was there's a state representative in West Virginia and already photos, inappropriate photos of him naked with two other men in body paint. And of course, he's a Democrat. So
what do you expect?
I'm not going to answer that question. But what you can expect from a media point of view is that if you're the Republicans now, a smart strategy is to try and put a plague on both your houses, make the Democrats look just as bad as the Republicans. The problem from a media point of view is that they have run as the party of family values. What you want to do in all stories, there are three roles: villain, victim, and vindicator. What you have going on at the Republican congressional level is trying to distract the story. And what Mark Foley is trying to do is he's trying to move himself from being the villain over to being a victim. And that's why he's come out and said, you know, one day it's an alcoholic, one day, well, it's the fact that I'm gay, and one day that it's the church that made me do it.
We saw Representative Bob Ney of Ohio, who was implicated in the Jack Abramoff scandal, check into rehab for alcoholism. This is a confessional culture.
Confessions may be good for the soul, but they're only sometimes good for the media. The proper strategy for Mark Foley would have been to apologize profusely to the victims, to the families, to the United States Congress, to America, and then to have exited stage right.
What about language? You mentioned the word inappropriate. That's a word that the Republicans have really liked to use. Tony Snow, White House spokesman, said that, quote, there have been other scandals, as you know, that have been more than simply naughty emails. That's what he wanted to call it. If you succeed in getting the press to use the words you want, can you change how this story goes down?
Without question. I mean, I think that it's always a battle of the words to change subjects dramatically. As important as words are, though, pictures are even more important. We're not readers as a society. We're scanners. What we do is we look at pictures. We don't think, we feel. And people already see the picture here, and they ultimately hear the words, but they are feeling about the act.
And the picture that they're seeing is of those emails, are you horny, etc.
And that is why on all the television programs regarding Mark Foley, they actually write out the email so you can see them on the screen.
A lot of the coverage, though, seemed to move very quickly from Foley himself to a Republican cover-up and the potential impact on the election. Is it usual for the point of the story to change so quickly?
You know, the gods of Washington demand a sacrifice. And Foley could have been sacrificed early on in the process. But because the Republican Congress did not get in front of the story, what you're finding is that there are more calls for a sacrifice. You know, every day we receive 3,000 to 5,000 messages. We're overwhelmed with information. Try to remember just three messages from yesterday. It's incredibly difficult to do. What Mark Foley has succeeded in doing is becoming front and center a story just a month prior to election. And in order for people to get onto the next story, we need to feel that it was addressed. And just as I mentioned earlier, villain, victim, and vindicator. We already know that he's the villain, but he's already out to pasture. He's not valuable enough as a sacrifice anymore. And that's why Speaker Hastert is at the center of the cross. Hairs.
Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Richard Levick is author of Stop the Presses, the Litigation PR Desk Reference.
This is On the Media from NPR.